Good morning, Sue in Edmonton. How are you, Sue?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Dave.
Sue, you can't touch this. What weren't you allowed to touch as a kid growing up?
My mum had a cupboard in the bathroom that she kept all the toiletries in, and I think I must have been about 9 years old, and I went in there and closed the door of the bathroom and went rummaging around her cupboard and found this lovely tube of cream.
Yeah.
And so I put it on my face and put it on my arms and had a bit of a lemony smell, and then I was sort of like rubbing it in, and my eyebrows started, all the hair on my eyebrows started coming off. I went to call my sister, my older sister, and she came in and she said, it's near hair removal cream. I put it all over my face.
That's why you don't touch things, Sue. You end up losing your eyebrows.
Luckily, they grew back. Yeah. Anyway.
Jack's in Earlville. What were you not allowed to touch as a kid?
Good morning, everyone. It was my mum's chocolate. She would buy a family box of fruit and nut chocolate to have when she was watching, I think, E Street or something. She would hide it somewhere different each week, and I would always sneak just one little tiny block, which shouldn't be a problem, but it was because I was one of four kids and we all did the same thing. So by the time she got to the chocolate, it wasn't all there.
I get that. I love the fact that your mum was watching E Street, because I was probably watching it at the same time. We're probably the same age.
Would your mum get annoyed too? Because this is mum's, like, she gets to sit down and it's the one thing that she gets to have to herself. Would she get annoyed if you guys touched it?
Oh, 100%. But the beauty of it was I was the eldest of four, and my youngest, the youngest was a boy, so he would never get in trouble. So I would just say, oh, it must have been my brother.
Here's a tip. Grab the chocolate, the empty wrapper that you've just eaten, and go shove it under your brother's pillow and plant some evidence in his room. It just makes it a lot more convincing.
Karen in Bentley Park, can't touch this. Your kids, you don't want them to touch something. What is it?
Feathers. You know, when the kids, they walk along and they want to collect everything shiny and pretty.
Yes.
I just, I'm not allowed to touch feathers. I won't let them bring them home because that's too germy.
Are you worried? I was going to say, you're worried about what
that's
might be
germy.
Lice or whatever, bird lice, whatever they have. Yeah, right. So no touching feathers.
No.
And it's hard because kids go straight for feathers, don't they?
I know. They're so pretty. They are pretty, but yuck.
Yeah. It's like feathers are like a little kid's puddle. You know, you have to jump in it. You can't go around it. You've got to pick it up.
Maya in White Rock, you're 15 years old and you still can't touch your dad's what?
No, it was guitars. This further proves my point that he loves the guitars more than us.
Right.
So your dad's got some guitars.
Yeah, six or seven.
And you're still not allowed to touch them?
Nah, even if we have to move them to sit down or something, we're still not allowed to touch them.
I sort of understand that. It's touching another person's guitar is something, it can be really rude.
What do you mean it can be really rude?
Well, it's just something, it's not your property. I know, working in music my whole life, I don't touch other people's guitars. It's just something I just don't do. Or I'll ask, do you mind if I move your guitar? Because some people are very, very, very attached. Be like someone picking up your child.
Does dad play the guitars, or is they just there? He does.
Yeah, he plays guitars.
So what happens if you take an interest in playing guitars? Would he let you play it?
Buy my own.
You'd have to buy your own. Yep. Yeah. And then he's not allowed to touch your guitar. It's a two-way street.